They take it quickly. Skelton very close. And he's over! The big man. Bump them out of the way.
He was looking to take one of the previous runs and the ball didn't get to him. Why wouldn't you give it to a 140-kilo bloke close to the line? Great effort from Will Skelton.
Why wouldn't you just give it to him all the time? He's a human wrecking ball, Will Skelton, and scoring the only try for the New South Wales Waratahs. Get out of my way. I'm coming through. It was a game for the rugby purists. That's purely because, unfortunately, the weather was horrendous. So it was a bit of an old-fashioned slogfest, you know. Very forward-dominated. The backs couldn't really use the ball. And the former Parramatta Eels winger, Rhys Robinson, his boot proving the difference. Joining us online is Stephen Hoyles, former Wallaby, and we appreciate his time. Stephen, it was a tough old slog, but mostly because of the weather, I think.
Yeah, good morning, boys. Yeah, look, it certainly was a tough-fought game between the Force and the Waratahs. Traditionally, those two sides always have pretty close contest, but yeah, it's really hard to get a good read on either side, to be honest. I think conditions like that, if you're a coach, you're just happy you get a win and happy you get away with no injuries, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant to start that way, though. Yeah, all these boys, it's been a long pre-season, so a win's a win, and now they're off to Joburg.
Yeah, that's actually a really good result for the Waratahs, to get an early win and to be able to go away as a team and spend a couple of weeks together in South Africa. They're always really good times in Africa, and you know, there's tough competition over there, but to get that trip out of the way and also to be able to spend some quality time together off the field is, oh, I've always thought that's really good to have that at the start of the year as opposed to the end of the season. So they've put themselves, you know, in a good position, the Tars. If they come back with, you know, one or two wins, that would be a pretty good start.
And, mate, always important to get a win without your chief playmaker there. Bernard Foley missing that game with concussion. Hopefully he's back for the game in Joburg, but, you know, it's not easy to win without the bloke calling the shots.
No, exactly. And especially in conditions like that, admittedly, like, no one really, you know, number 10 loves playing in those type of conditions from the Southern Hemisphere. But Bernard's a guy that would still have the most experience on the field to be able to guide the Tars around. They did look a little bit lost at times. Bryce Hegarty came in at last minute. He's just come off second knee reconstruction, I believe. So pretty tough for Bryce to be able to, you know, run that game in those conditions. But he did a pretty good job. But you know, Bernard Foley's the best 5'8 in Australia, and they certainly missed him, but you've got to have depth in your squad, I suppose. And they're lucky they could call on Bryce, who's played probably close to 50 Super Games now, but they'll be pretty happy if they get Bernard back in Africa this week.
Steve, good win for the Reds, 28-26 over the Sharks at Suncorp, and you've got the likes of George Smith, Steve Moore, Quade Cooper, and they all played well.
Yeah, I was really impressed with George Smith. I think it's probably going to take guys like Quade and Nick Frisby, the halfback, to get a little bit more combination. Samu Karevi was probably best on ground, and that's a good sign for Australian rugby. He's just starting to realise how good he can be close to the line. I heard what you said before about Will Skelton, and Samu Karevi has a similar effect up north for the Reds. So, you know, someone like George Smith, you know he's going to come back in and be one of the best players on the field every week. He's done it for the last 17 years. It's no surprise there. But really liking the signs of some of the younger guys, Samu Karevi included.
Mate, saw a lot of the Brumbies game, and you know, I don't think I've seen a province lose as many star players as the Brumbies and actually play so well. I mean, they nearly caused an upset against the Crusaders.
Yeah, no one really gave the Brumbies too much hope in that game. And look, I think if you go back to the mentality of the Brumbies, how they, the psyche of the club, and you know, I spent 5 or 6 years down there at that club, and they really play on the fact that no one has ever really given them much hope, and they've always been the, you know, the poor cousin or the little brother to the Waratahs. And I think that went away a few years ago because they were such a star-studded side. But now everyone's saying they can't do this, they can't do that. I think that Stephen Larkin would love that for his troops. And they're going to be a tough and gritty side. Whether or not they're going to have the points to beat the big games, beat the big teams, no one will know yet. But you know one thing, they're going to be really tough and committed. And Scott Fardy and the likes of those guys, they'll still stand up when it counts. So although they didn't win, a lot better than what people would have thought for round one.
Sorry to have to mention this, but it's in the paper this morning. We found out yesterday James O'Connor, he has been charged over in France. I suppose the question is, mate, does that spoil any chance of coming back to Australia and playing?
Yeah, you know what? I look at that and I think, and I'm fine talking about it, I think it's something that with the news that's been in rugby last week with Dan Vickerman, and I think it's pretty important that we don't overreact to these type of things. I don't condone what he's done at all, but if I was James O'Connor or his parents or his manager, I'd be getting him out of France once all this stuff clears up, and I'd almost be looking at taking a year away from professional rugby because something's not right with him. He's been in and out of trouble his whole career, and a lot of it's to do with his off-field behaviour. So if you're thinking about what's going to be best for the guy when he's still 26, you know, like I know that people
he's young, isn't
last
he?
Chance, but yeah. I still see if he wants to get his footy career going again, that's great. But for me, I wouldn't even look at that as a priority anymore. I think he's got to come home and I'd love to see him play club footy for a year and start a real job and just see how he likes the real world and understand or work out if he really wants to be a professional footy player, because it really is such a shame. You see, he's such a talented footy player. He's played 30-odd tests by the age of 22 or 23. Like, he was on track to be a 150-test wallaby, and it's just all gone, been a disaster ever since. So, look, I hope that he gets himself in a position where he starts to make some decisions that's best for his life, not for his footy career anymore.
Yeah. The only problem is he's a repeat offender in so many ways as far as, his talent on the footy field, Stephen's never been in question.
But no, look, I don't question any of the off. I agree, he's made all these mistakes, and he can't blame anyone but himself. I just think as a rugby fraternity, we've got to basically say, look, this kid came to us at the age of 17, and for whatever reasons, we've allowed this to happen or it hasn't been dealt with at times. So there's always a duty of care for the game, and I just think I'd like to see him come home, sort himself out and step away from the game for a little bit.
And mate, you've got a new show kicking off tomorrow. What's it called? Super Rugby Kick and Chase.
I believe so. It's called Kick and Chase. It starts tomorrow night. It's an hour show hosted by Nick McArdle. There's Phil Kearns and we get Andrew Mertens, our mate from across the ditch. He'll be in every week. So that'll certainly be a fair bit of fun. Anyone who's dealt with Mertz, you've got to be pretty sharp because he takes things to wherever he wants to go and you've got to keep up. So
he's a bit different, isn't he?
I think that's a good way of describing him, a little bit different. But look, he's very quick-witted, so you do need to be paying attention because you can come up with some pretty good one-liners. And of course, let's not forget, he was one of the great All-Black 5'8", so pretty handy to have him aboard.
Yeah, that's right. He could play as well, which is even more important, mate. That's going to be 6:30 tomorrow night. We look forward to it. As always, mate, Steve, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks,
Steve Hoyles, their Fox Sports commentator, joining us and believes that we've got to get James O'Connor maybe a year away from rugby, get him back home and get him right off the field, and then before we get him back on the footy field.